Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
It's after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. It is the 15th day of June, and it is game one time between the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brady Hull. Joining me on the other side of the bulletproof glass, filling in for Jades of Spades. I don't even know where he went. Where did he go? Nobody even knows. He just said he wasn't going to be here this week. Did he go on vacation? Michael's filling in,
actually,
by the way.
No, he didn't. He's in the basement.
Oh, really? He's just there?
He's just there.
Not working? Huh. Michael Lucky Shirt is what we're going to call him today. They're undefeated in that shirt in the playoffs. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, I mean, they've only lost two games in the playoffs, so.
I'm giving all the credit to this shirt. It's a new shirt.
You said that yesterday. You've got the Lucky
Shirt on. I
wanted
to reiterate.
That is our Method Flow Products poll question. Who's taking game one? That's it. Very simple today. Not thought-provoking. Just who's winning game one? The Avalanche or the Lightning? The Lightning have the better goalie. The Avs probably have the better collection of players. Let's see what the results are showing. Again, you can go vote at thewholeshow.com. It's where you can find our podcasts and blogs, which we're firing up. Videos, we're going to be firing those up in the fall. We'll get those rolling. 66% of the Hooligans are saying the Lightning right now. Wow. I'm a little shocked by that. The National guys are picking Tampa Bay as well to win the series. This is the one that I think is going to be tough for the Avs. I'm not even like the Rust thing. I don't know. I mean, this could go one of two ways. I mean, if they lose, we're going to say obviously the Rust was a factor. If they win, we're going to say, oh man, they were ready to play hockey. I think Rust can certainly play a part, but I also think teams can rise above that because the rest is good. Because you could go with one of two arguments there. I like the Avs to win this series. I don't like them to win tonight. I feel like tonight is, like, I have it all plotted out how I think the series is going to go down. I think the Avs lose tonight. I think they win game two. I think they go on the road the next two games. Win one of those games. I'm not ready to say which one it is. I think they win one of those games, and we'll be tied at two apiece. And then I think the Avs bring it home, win at home. Tampa Bay wins in Tampa Bay, and I think we go game seven. I think we go seven. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. If you want to get involved in the program, shoot us a text. I have some more extreme bull riding. I didn't give these the second pair away yesterday, Michael. You were supposed to remind me. I've got extreme bull riding tickets for the Greeley Stampede coming up. That's June 23rd. We're like 8 days away from the Greeley Stampede. A lot of great musical acts and rodeo and everything. It's going to be a great time. So I'll give those away at some point. We'll keep it on our station because we're going to be giving away tickets like crazy. Thanks to Buildings by Design for making the ticket giveaways possible. Who do you like tonight? Go vote. Now, I was just kind of doing some meditating on this Avs team. Not actual meditating, but just thinking about how they got here. And just, you know, I've been making these Joe Sakic, John Elway comparisons lately about who's the better executive. And again, people want to go right to Joe Sakic. Not yet. Not until you've won one. It's kind of like my poll question from a couple of weeks ago, Michael. I asked, who's the better team? This year's Avalanche? 2001's Avalanche or 96's Avalanche? And you could say this team's better, but until they win the championship, until they win the Stanley Cup, then I guess you don't really have an argument. So they have to win it, obviously, and then we have that conversation. Obviously, the goalie for the Avs in those runs was much better, but was everything else better? But the point is you're seeing this great team that Joe Sakic – has built up over the years. I mean, think back when he started around the same time as Elway did. What was it, 2010, that Joe Sakic stepped into a role with the Avs and it just got bigger as he went? Look at what he's done. And this is what I like about the comparison between Sakic and Elway. Sakic's been very good in the draft. I mean, look at all of these guys that he drafted. Gabe Landeskog, the captain, 2011. He drafted Nathan MacKinnon, which was, sure, that was like the Von Miller pick, right? It was a sure thing. You can't go wrong there. But you still selected him. You didn't screw it up. 2015, Joe selected Mikko Rantanen. Then Cale Makar, who's like, nationally, people are talking about him like he is going to go down as the best defenseman to ever do it. He's only played for 3 or 4 years, right? He's a young dude. But you drafted him in 2017. And you just look at the draft picks over the years that are making hay. So you've built your team around the draft picks, obviously, and you continue to do that. Cale Makar now is a building block. But in free agency, he's also done very well there. Obviously, Frankie got him in 2018. And you just look around. Jack Johnson, who's probably going to be a significant player in this series, signed him in, last October. Now look at the trades. Look what he did. And I'm not even talking about Sakic's trades over the last 6 months, because those were big, obviously. But, I mean, Eric Johnson back in 2011. JT Compford back in 2015. You know, Gerard's out. I get that, but he was still a big part of this team. Nazem Kadri traded for in 2019. Devon Taves, that was what, 2020, 2 years ago? Was that 2 years ago they got him? And then obviously getting Darcy Kemper last summer, Nico Sturm. I mean, big names. Josh Manson, these are all guys that have contributed at one point in the series or in the playoffs. So you just look at it, and it's like right now, even if the Avs don't win the Cup, which I do think the expectations are dangerously getting there. You know, I don't know that you want to say it's a, I mean, Tanner was on with us yesterday from Good Morning NoCo, and he's like, it would be a letdown. Letdown, sure, not considered a failure. You made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. But I do think that this team is certainly good enough to do it. And yeah, we'd look at it and go, man, what a great team. That's what a loss. What a waste of a great year and a great team if you don't win. Tampa Bay is thinking the same thing. They have the best goalie in the world. So you don't think that they're looking at it going, yeah, we're pretty damn good too. We're going to be disappointed. We're used to this. We've done this before. When was the last time a hockey team won 3 in a row too? Was it like the late 80s or something like that? Do you know the answer to that, Michael? You look like you knew the answer. Yeah, you really look like you knew. Can you look it up for me? Oh, look at you go. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I mean, it's going to be tough. And again, Tampa Bay, some people, I was reading some stuff yesterday about, well, their last two titles, their last two cups. You go COVID year and then weird year last year. We're kind of calling 2020 COVID year. 2021 was weird year. Still weren't out of the woods. Now we're kind of back to normal. I don't take anything away from them there. It's still weird, but it's just hard for me to do that. Even with the Lakers in the bubble, I have a hard time taking it away. Because at the end of the day, you were competing. At the end of the day, the other teams were competing. And I know with the bubble, especially in the NBA, some teams just wanted to be done. Because you're locked in there, man. I mean, you're not seeing your family, your friends. You're not doing your own thing. The resort's nice for a while, but then it gets old. It's just hard for me to still just say that the championship didn't count. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And so again, our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, who's winning game one, Lightning or the Avs? And I think that, again, you lose game one, you're going to have Avs fans freak out. I think tonight's the night, though. And then I do see Colorado bouncing back. This is going to be a fun series, dude. This is going to be a blast. I'm just curious to see. We're going to play back my interview with Mark Mosier, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado Avalanche. We're going to play that back at the bottom of the hour. So, if, you know, again, who better to talk Avs than that guy? Guy knows his stuff. But anyway, he was saying, hey, They got to get really creative with how they're getting in front of Vasilevskiy. You got it's obviously you talk about the game within the game. It's not just shots on goal. It is disrupting his vision and, you know, again, making him uncomfortable in between the pipes. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Changing it up on you for my good story, Michael. The good for me is a well done, an attaboy for the NHL. Last night, or yesterday, as we talked to with Mark, they did kind of a media day like what we see for the Super Bowl. And I think that this, again, I've seen some things from the NHL the last year or so where I'm going, all right, they're starting to get it. You're starting to advertise. You're starting to market to the casual fan. This is to the casual fan. When is your sport at its peak, regardless of who's in it, is when it comes to the finals. And now the NHL is saying, hey, we want to make a big to-do out of it. Invite, you know, diehard media members, but also new media members, guys that are not writing about this team, these teams on a regular basis. Well done. In the advertising, you've probably seen more ads. The ads behind it, promoting the playoffs, they've done a really great job. And that's how the NHL's, their ratings have gone up. Their ratings have gone up this last year. So well done to them. The bad for me, the Rockies lose in extra innings to the Guardians. And again, missed opportunities, weird base running by Brendan Rodgers. And you lose in 10 to the Guardians 4-3. They play again today, this afternoon, right? And then hopefully it's the rubber match tomorrow. I'm going to that game tomorrow. So it'll be a lot of fun. We'll play that game for you here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. But I'm excited to go down there with the fellas. Should be fun. The ugly. Ooh, this one hurt. Play umpire Nate Tomlinson was forced to exit the Freeway Series opener between the Dodgers and the Angels at Dodger Stadium in L.A. on Tuesday night after being struck in the face by a broken bat. With one out in the top of the ninth inning, Mike Trout hit a broken back single off of Dodgers closer Craig Kimbrell. Tomlinson went down on his knees after a shard of the bat found its way between the bars of his mask. Trout saw what happened, and he was reluctant to go to first base. The game was delayed. Blood's trickling down from Tomlinson's face. It was not a great scene. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said, I've never seen that in the mask, ever. That was terrifying. Absolutely it is, man. Hopefully he's okay. Waiting for more information there. 17 minutes after 12 o'clock. Again, I chatted with Mark Mosier yesterday, the play-by-play voice of the Avs. We're going to play that back for you at 12:30 if you missed it. Again, deep Avs talk there coming from that guy. What more could you expect? Next up, I want to talk about Golden State. I want to talk about Steph Curry and where he is in his legacy. I'm kind of mixing that in. Like, you talk about Golden State, their dynasty. Should we be talking about the Avs not just winning the Stanley Cup final this year, but are we looking at a dynasty here with Cale Makar, Nathan MacKinnon, Joe Sakic, Gabriel Landeskog, Joe Sakic running this thing? Are we looking at a dynasty for the Colorado Avalanche coming up? I mean, and what that means is dynasty means multiple championships, obviously, for me in sports, in a fairly short period of time. Or like the Spurs, the Patriots, they won titles in a 10-year span. Still a dynasty. Could the Avs be the next dynasty that we're talking about? And again, talking about that with Golden State and what they've done. And, you know, Steph Curry over the years with their cast, Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. And they're probably going to win a few more titles before they're all said and done. Are we seeing that with the Avs? And wouldn't that be something? 19 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll look at that comparison. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back to the show. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. They're bringing us our game beer of the week. This one's from Angry Orchard Hard Ciders, and it's a peach mango. You can pick up selections from Angry Orchard or anything you want. It's game day, folks. What are you drinking? What are you having for this game one in the Stanley Cup Final? Check out the wine tasting as well. They do their tastings, sometimes wine, sometimes beer, sometimes spirits, whatever. 4 to 7 o'clock. This Friday. Coming up, we're getting there. The good folks from Classic Beverages will be on hand for some wine tastings. Also want to update the new hours for On the Rocks. They're open 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. They got the drive-through. They're open every day. Stop by. Tell them we sent you from the whole show. And tell them thanks, too, for providing local talk radio. Without our sponsors, it just doesn't work. We can't make it happen. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. You know, you look at, I like to talk about dynasties. I do. I like, you know, I'm a big fan of greatness. This is why I get so annoyed when people like Michael can't stand Tom Brady. It, like, drives me nuts. Because he's good? You don't like Tom Brady, do you? Mike?
It's a microphone. I do not like Tom Brady.
It's a radio show. Talking. Why? Why don't you like Tom Brady? What is it about him that you don't like?
Because he's not a Bronco and he always wins. That's basically
I don't care about the Bronco thing. You do that all the time. But he always wins. I know it's not the Broncos always winning, but don't you ever step back? You're a little bit older than me. Don't you ever look back and miss some of those? Like, you didn't get to really enjoy the dynasties, how good the Steelers defense was back in the day, the historic Boston Celtics and, you know, the Showtime Lakers. I look back and I go, man, that would have been a fun time to be watching sports. And I wasn't there. I mean, again, my dynasty the first thing that I really got to see was the Bulls, and I was still pretty young, probably too young to really appreciate it.
I'm all for dynasties. I like dynasties. If you are a franchise that is put together well enough to have a dynasty, well, good for you.
Well, that's the Patriots then. So you should like Tom Brady. That was part of what he was the guy for that.
Well, I like dynasties, and I guess I should say I admire dynasties. I like dynasties if they're the Broncos or the Avs. I don't like other teams having dynasties.
No, I get it. You're a fanboy. I get it. But you can still appreciate what's going on, like with Golden State. It's a team that's going to win probably, and I have them winning this series four titles in the last 5 or 6 years. That's a dynasty. You know, the Spurs have won. How many did the Spurs win? Was it four? And again, that's weird. It's kind of choppy because the first one they won, like 99, was with David Robinson still, and it was Duncan and Popovich. And then it was Duncan and obviously Parker and Ginobili, and then you had Kawhi Leonard. So you had that dynasty stretch out over whenever their last one was. How many dynasties have we witnessed here? I mean, Tampa Bay is probably the Lightning. They're probably, it's a mini dynasty right there. I mean,
it depends on what you define as a dynasty, because if Tampa Bay has a mini dynasty and then the Broncos have a mini dynasty, or is it...
Did the Broncos have a dynasty in the late 90s when they won their two Super Bowls? Was that a dynasty team?
I'd say mid to late 90s was a it's either a mini dynasty or a micro dynasty.
So do you have to win three titles within a certain time frame for you to be considered a dynasty? Is that, or can you go? Tampa Bay has now gone to three Stanley Cups in a row.
Yeah.
So does that make them a dynasty, even if they lose this? If they win, for sure, no doubt.
It would make them a mini dynasty. It also depends on how good you've been. Like if you've gone those 3 years and then go to mediocrity.
Well, then the Broncos are tough because they worked up to get to those two Super Bowls, then they win those two Super Bowls, and then after that they fell off the face of the earth because John Elway retired and they started losing everybody.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were always around the 10-6, 11-5, 10-6.
So a championship has to be there, though. You have to tag, because like the Bills went to four Super Bowls in a row. That's not a dynasty, right?
No, it's not. You were... You were close to on top of the world. You were like adjacent to the Roman Empire. It's like the people feeding off of the Roman Empire. You're not them, but you know, you're getting some of their sloppy seconds.
Are the Miami Heat, when LeBron was there, they won two, they went to four finals in a row and they won two of those. Does that mean the Heat? I mean, that was a mini dynasty too. Four in a row and then you win two of them. So Miami Heat, love it or hate it, that was a dynasty. I'm looking at the Avs potentially here, and they've worked up to it, right? They've worked up to it. They've been going to the playoffs, going to the second round. Now here they are getting over that hump to the Stanley Cup final. Win this thing, and then, again, if you're good next year and you do it again, yeah, you're talking about a mini dynasty. Two championships is a mini dynasty. Three, that's when we start talking about you as a dynasty. I think you're right. I think you got to tack on to be a full dynasty team. You got to tack on three.
I think that I would give the Broncos a micro dynasty. I think there has to be three tiers now that you have like the Patriots being what they are. They are a dynasty. If you've won five within a certain number of years, four within a certain number of years, you are a dynasty. The Broncos have like a little dynasty. I'm looking at the NBA on Wikipedia.
Oh, the winners.
Eastern Conference champions versus Western Conference champions. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of Boston Celtics from 1959 to 1966.
That's perhaps the greatest dynasty ever, right? I mean, that's the greatest dynasty to ever do.
I didn't even know that. I was familiar with how good they were in the 70s and 80s. I did not know they were this good in the 60s.
Right.
In the 50s.
But that's where there's a lot of dynasties. Obviously, Boston's got to be the richest one. I mean, with all their, what do they have, 12 titles? How many titles does the Celtics have, 12 or 13? The Lakers, certainly one of those monster dynasties. Golden State, you're going to win another one here. I have them beating Boston. This will be four for them. And it's a very respectable dynasty, but you got work to do. And I still think if you keep this group intact, you know, as much as it pains me to say this, Nuggets got to be able to get through that team. That's going to be the team in their way. As long as they stay healthy, which again, that's why they had the dark ages in those last 2 years for them, was because Klay Thompson couldn't stay healthy. And then Steph obviously battled a little bit this year, and then they just came on very strong, and here they are up 3-2. But it's just, you know, you look at the Avs and go, man, you have an opportunity here, because obviously the Rockies don't even go to the playoffs, so we're not talking about them as a dynasty. The Nuggets have certainly never had a dynasty because there's no titles. The Broncos are close, that two-year window. The Peyton Manning years, that wasn't a dynasty, right? Because you went to two Super Bowls, but you only won one.
They did go to the playoffs.
That's not a dynasty, though. You had to have, if they would have beat Seattle, then we're talking mini dynasty, even though it would be like two Super Bowls within, 4 years or something like that?
Yeah.
You'd be talking the same dynasty as the late 90s Broncos.
Yeah, but that going to the playoffs is one thing. Hashtag Buffalo Bills. Making it to the Super Bowl and winning it is another.
You can't be like, I like what you said. You can't win a title. Let's say you won a title in 2011, and then you don't go to the playoffs for the next 3 years, and then you bounce back and you win it in 2012. And you also have to have certain amounts of players/coaches, right, be a part of that. Because, okay, Michael, if the Broncos would have, let's just say they bounced back and did a three-peat. In what year was that, 2000? Let's say they didn't have Elway, they didn't have TD Sharp, none of that. Mike Shanahan gets fired, whatever. You bring a new coach in, new everything. No, the same quarterback, but you win a Super Bowl. Does that tack on as the same dynasty? Like it's none of the same faces?
I would say it's the same dynasty because it's the same team. If the year before, the Broncos were supposed to go to the Super Bowl, they were also supposed to lose to the Green Bay Packers the year before, but they got kicked out of the playoffs.
Hey, stay on my question. I disagree because being the same team doesn't... So Boston's 60s run, they're the same dynasty that won in the 70s? Like that's not the same dynasty unless it's the same players.
But you're talking about like the same era. maybe you're not talking about the same players. Generals die. Soldiers die.
So you're
die.
Saying era, but if they didn't have Mike Shanahan, John Elway, Shannon Sharpe, Terrell Davis, Steve Atwater, like they just had an overhaul, and again, this is impossible, but it's just hypothetical. They overhauled the team overnight. Still, somehow, some way, Brian Griese turned out to be an amazing quarterback, and whoever, maybe they fired Shanahan and a different coach. They go win a Super Bowl. Just because they're in the same era, same year, a year later, whatever, you would still say that was the part of the same dynasty.
Yeah, I would say so.
I have a hard time with that. Like, the Spurs, when they won it in 99, that tacks on to their three other, four other titles that they won in the 2000s because you had the same head coach, you had Tim Duncan. So you had two critical pieces. The Patriots dynasty is all over the place, but you had Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You don't have to have the whole group. So like the Warriors, Draymond Green could go bye-bye, Klay Thompson could get traded, Golden State could win next year, it'd still be considered the same dynasty because of Steve Kerr and Steph Curry. That's a fun discussion. I like this. We're seeing it with Golden State, for sure.
So I'm looking at hockey now. The Montreal Canadiens were all over the 60s and 70s. They won so many Stanley Cups, not necessarily in a row. They got there in a row, Stanley Cups, from 76 to 79. But there were a few years in a row where they didn't go. There were a couple years in a row where they did win. I wonder if that counts as a dynasty. Because, yeah, they would probably lose a coach or lose some players, but they'd be back
on top.
What
year was that? What year was that that you're talking about?
So,
what stretch?
The stretch where they won four in a row was 76 to 79.
Okay.
They also won in 73.
They did. Wasn't
Scotty won?
Scotty Bowman was the coach, I think, for them. And he was their coach for that four-year stretch.
Yeah.
But he was there. I think he was there all 70s. Like, all everything. No, I could be wrong on that. I think they had a different coach that first year. And then, but did you have some of the similar players? I mean, that's what you have to have, like, three or four of the key pieces still there.
But they also won in 1968 and 1969 under two different head coaches.
Interesting.
You won in 1965, 1966.
So Montreal's a good point then. Let's say that they didn't just change coaches between those 2 years. Maybe they overhauled the entire team.
They won five in a row between 56 and 60.
Okay.
So
I mean, probably they got a few different. That one's far enough away. That one's far enough away, right? From the 60s, the last one they won in the 60s, and then they took a break until... I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
They won 60.
That's true.
They lost... They weren't in it for 4 years, and then they jumped back in.
They won so many Stanley Cups.
That's incredible.
History of...
I wonder if that counts as a dynasty or if that's one of those...
It's just ridiculous. Dude, how many Stanley Cups have they won? Like 20?
I'd have to look. This is a very large Wikipedia page.
Hockey's been around since the, 30s?
They are 24-10 in the Stanley Cup Finals. They've won.
Wow.
They've been there 35 times.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, obviously back in the day, but like Pittsburgh, they won in 16 and 17. That's kind of a mini dynasty. The Blackhawks certainly winning in 2010, and then I think they won in 2014. Little mini dynasty there. Golden State, we're seeing it. That is a dynasty, no doubt. Middle of the road kind of dynasty because when they get four, because they're beating Boston, it's still very low in the totem pole compared to those Lakers, compared to those the Boston Celtics, the Lakers. I guess, you know, what did Kobe? How many did Kobe's Lakers win? Five.
I think they won four.
I want to say it's five. I want to say it's five. Give me some efforting music real quick here, Michael. Let me find that answer for you. I'm going to find it for you right now. Thank you for that. That's nice. They won in 2010 and 2009, and then back, five. Because 2000, 2001, 2002.
I thought it was only Jordan who won five.
Jordan won six.
Oh, he won six.
Yeah, Jordan won. Remember, three in a row, then he went to play baseball, and then he came back and won three in a row.
Oh, I... should not have questioned the basketball fan.
You shouldn't. You can kill the... I'm not efforting anymore.
So you're no longer trying?
I'm still trying. I'm just not trying for that particular topic anymore. The Lakers are interesting because It was Phil Jackson and Kobe. You want to mix in Shaq. Shaq was there for the first three. Then he goes away. Then it's Pau Gasol in those last two. Still, same dynasty because the same head coach, same superstar. So that Lakers stretch from 2000 to 2010, 10 years, that's a 10-year, that's a dynasty. Five championships in 10 years with the same star and the same head coach. So that's a dynasty.
So it doesn't matter whether it's the franchise or not. You could have bad. You're saying that's not necessarily one dynasty. You can have back-to-back dynasties.
I'm saying it's possible. So if the Lakers would have traded Kobe Bryant in 2009 and not had Phil Jackson, but they still won, that wouldn't be considered the same dynasty. Even if they would have had four of the same pieces, they got to be like really, really important pieces.
What about the GM? What if it was the GM putting together? What if it's Joe Sakic?
Now you're getting – that's tough because
if you have
– he's a significant piece to what they're doing.
If you have the best GM of all time and the coach retires and the quarterback retires, but the GM is just bringing in all the right pieces and you keep winning, maybe lose now and then, keep winning – that might be part of the same dynasty.
Here's a good question we got from the 970. How many titles did you say Montreal had?
24.
How many does Boston have and the Lakers?
I thought you were asking Boston Bruins.
No, Celtic. I'm just the 970.
Right, let me go back to the other page.
The 970 says Yankees have to be considered
Yankees
the greatest dynasty. They have 27.
But in a row though.
But that's not the dynasty, right? The Yankees aren't a dynasty, but well, no, they are a dynasty. I'm just saying greatest dynasties. Maybe I'm messing that up.
Well, okay, how long have the Yankees been around? How many have they won in a row? We have to compare how old the Yankees are compared to
Canadians. Baseball's been around since
the 1800s.
Right.
Before the 1860s.
When did the Yankees
baseball during the Civil War?
The Yankees won their first one, 23, didn't win, then they won in 27. So the 20s, they certainly had a dynasty, to the 30s. 30s, they were another dynasty. Their 40s, they were a dynasty. They had a lot of different dynasties, too.
Both the Celtics and the Lakers have 17.
Oh, wow, okay.
The next two are the Golden State Warriors with 6, but I don't think that's correct because it doesn't list 2022.
Well, they haven't won it yet. 42 okay. Minutes after the hour, we're well overdue for a break. Do we have time to come back and play the Mark Mosier interview? Do we still have time for that?
We do not.
Okay, we'll play in the second hour. How about that? Dynasty talk here. I think we got the whole show could be a dynasty. We've won 2 CBA awards in 4 years, and we went and got second the 2 years in between. That's a dynasty, folks.
I would call that a mini dynasty.
It's a dynasty. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour news and bottom of the hour sports break, Michael. I don't know why you're playing music, but we're all over the place.
I like Rage Against the Machine. Sorry.
Oh. Let's get to the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Forty-seven minutes after the hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Pretty simple poll question today, Method Flow Products poll question. Who you got tonight? Who's winning game one, the Lightning or the Avalanche? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. And strangely enough, we've got more votes coming in for the Lightning at this point. Over 60%. It was at 70 earlier, but it's kind of bouncing around a little bit around that. Around that 60% or so voting for the Lightning. So where are my Avs fans? Where's my Avs believers at this point? Go vote. Again, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who's winning game one? Lightning or the Colorado Avalanche? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Weld Works every single Friday. They put out a new beer release. I don't know how they do it, but they managed to do it. Dialed in beer, focused beer. They know what they're doing. Wonderful beer. I mean, Juicy Bits, man. That beer is delicious. It's world famous, too. Try it at Weldworks. Try out their new eatery inside Weldworks called The Annex. That double cheeseburger sounds pretty good right about now. It's it is delicious. Their food is great. I mean, that place just keeps getting better and better and better. And you find it right in downtown Greeley. I was in Denver a few months ago doing some stuff, and the guys I was talking to like crazy. Where do you do your radio show from? I'm Greeley. How's it, Weldworks? Talking about Weldworks. Place is famous. Stop by, tell them we sent you from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I caught up with Mark Mosier yesterday, the play-by-play voice for the Colorado Avalanche. We're going to play that back for you in the second hour. The plan was to play it in this hour, but Michael kept us going, kept us talking on this Dynasty chat. I talked to Clark Johnson, the voice of Preps Radio, co-host of Clark and the Coach. I asked him the question, the Dynasty question. If the third year for the Broncos, after they won their two Super Bowls, if you removed the quarterback, the GM, the coach, well, I guess Shanahan was both, and essentially all the main ingredients to what your Super Bowl victories were, does that string along with the same dynasty? And he said he didn't think so. So I think I won that argument, Michael. You're welcome. Feel good about that.
I disagree. Actually, you know what? Off the air, I did agree with you.
You kind of agreed with me.
A very compelling point.
970 says, also the Russell-led Celtics are totally different from the Bird-led Celtics. How many years were in between the Russell-led Celtics and the Bird-led Celtics?
And it does depend in between years.
Right. Well, yeah. But again, if we're talking completely different cast of characters, it doesn't matter. It could be the following year. 1250, like, okay, the Nuggets, if they would have won titles, and again, these are hypothetical, if George Karl and Carmelo Anthony won a title or two with Chauncey and Carmelo, but then everybody was blown out and you bring in, you know, no George Karl, but let's just say you had the same coach, Danilo Gallinari, Wilson Chandler, all those guys from that trade, and you win, wouldn't be considered the same, even if it was in a year or two span. But that point is moot because the Nuggets have never won a championship. 12:50 the time. Short break coming up. We'll wrap up hour number one. Again, I chatted with Mark Mosier yesterday, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado Avalanche. We're going to play that back for you in the second hour. So don't go anywhere. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKI.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 5 minutes until the top of the hour. Game one. Let's rock and roll. Colorado, Tampa Bay, who you got? Who you got tonight? I already asked the question. How do you think the series is going to go down over the weekend? But I want to know, what are you thinking for tonight? You like the Avs to take game one after all that time off? Vasi, that goalkeeper for Tampa Bay, is the best there is. But I think the Avs, again, just from what we've studied up the last couple of weeks, and again, Mr. Hockey Guy here, I know, but what I'm seeing with my basic eyeballs when it comes to hockey is that the Avs are just the better overall team. They have been that way all season. So can they take that next step? Can they get that Stanley Cup? I think so. Mark Mosier joined me yesterday. Great conversation. We're going to play that back for you. I figured it was fitting. I couldn't get him on today. That's why we got him on yesterday. But we got to get some Mosier talk ahead of this one. Who better to talk Colorado Avalanche than him? Before we break, I want to shout out to Lemons Heating and Cooling. It's cooking. It's heating up out there. Make sure your HVAC system, everything's ready to go. Call them today, 970-567-0798. Could ruin your entire weekend. Could ruin your entire week if your air conditioning isn't working the way it should. Again, Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-567-0798. Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Pretty simple. Who's winning game one? And we've got almost, okay, now we're drifting down under 60% saying the Lightning. So 60-40 at this point. Go vote. Let's see where this ends up. I need Avs fans to go to thewholeshow.com to vote right now. Second hour coming up next. We'll be right back.